Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy Wave Jones with the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table podcast. Sitting in the building with a returning guest, you know what I'm saying? It was only due time, you know what I'm saying? See Satan, what up? You know what I'm saying? And you know what time it is. It's go time.
6 degrees of separation. Man, crazy. Coley made me come home. Link with Wavy. The Round Table. It's go time.
Let's get it.
Listeners, pay attention. It's go time.
We at the Round Table.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know.
It's go time.
We about to do it fucking big.
And go live.
Sit down and chill.
Because it's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live. We at the Round Table. It's time to go live.
Go live.
Think they really know it's really go time.
I don't think they know.
I don't think they really know it's really go time.
Let's get it.
Sit back, relax. It's go time.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know. It's go time.
It's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live.
Yeah.
Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy Wade Jones, the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table podcast. Man, we back at it again. You know what I mean? We got motherfucking returning guest, man.
Official
alumni, because shit, he ain't just a returning guest. This is official, bro. Alumni, you know what I mean? Whatever you want to call it, man. We done had more than what? It's probably like
our fourth one.
Right now. But shit, man, we got motherfucking Sea Satan in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's a total fact.
Squad.
You know what I'm saying? And man, we also got my bros Pippi Trilliums in the building.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Salute.
A Boogie without the hoodie, you know what I'm saying? Up to no goodie. You know what I mean? Shout out to Princess in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck with the Akoski hoodie.
He don't know what the fuck it is. It's like a cloud to hell. He don't know. No question, no question. But shit, like I said, you know, we done did a couple podcasts so far, you know what I mean? We introduced C Saint, you know what I mean, at the Round Table the first time. And then we had the end games, the pre-end game,
and then like afterwards, right, after we saw the movie and shit.
That
I had
shit
to go on my
super
whole
dope.
My whole Hulk
super dope.
My whole Hulk scapade, because I was pissed at the way that they treated him in the fucking movie.
You weren't the only one.
But that's neither here nor there. I'm over it now. I'm not over it, but whatever.
You see they do a widow now.
Yeah, who, like, it's so late. She dead. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, why would y'all wait till now?
Because they going to do a reverb. They going to be like, no, he didn't really snap like
no,
that.
She clapped. She got clapped.
He leaned with it and rocked with it.
She
that's
clapped.
What he did.
Nah,
yeah,
she got clapped.
He didn't snap like this.
He
snapped
back
like that.
Saved her.
Yeah, nah, it's over. They doing her origin story after she died. Mm-hmm. That's so ass backwards. I don't fuck with that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if y'all wanted to give her a movie, like, y'all should have gave her a movie a long fucking time ago.
Before Captain Marvel.
Right.
Way before Captain Marvel.
They fucked it up.
So I don't really. You can't
go backwards. It's like, damn, you still waiting for that the motherfucking Black Panther joint.
That's not until 2022. Like what the fuck?
Who cares at this point?
It's gonna take them some time to put them.
I mean, yeah.
What the fuck can you do now though?
Yeah.
I mean,
supposedly at the end of that one, they gave all the weapons around the world and shit. You know what I mean? So now it's gonna be some lit shit.
But I'm understanding. But it was like, what the fuck? It's already past Infinity. Everything is done.
Right. You don't like.
Everybody
they
try
to do. Oh, they might have tried to do a Star Wars. Motherfuckers finished it first to try and go backwards, and now we go create.
Okay,
go all right,
yeah, that's not smart, but I get what you're saying. Either way, they doing a lot.
Disney
gonna get their money either way. I don't got Disney Plus though, and I ain't getting it.
I
got that free trial though, nigga.
Fuck it, you know what I'm saying? I can dig it, but Like I said, once again, it's on. It's the Round motherfucking table, the motherfucking podcast, the number one podcast in Buffalo, Western New York. You know what I'm saying? We in the building with C-Saint. And for the people that don't know, I haven't catched the first interview or whatever. You know what I mean? Real quick, man, just let the people know a little bit about you, my G.
I'm a nigga that like to rap.
Come on.
I be rapping sometimes. You know, I'm all right.
Come on, man. Talk your shit, man.
Yo, man. All right, so
this just got three bodies. Yo, three O's in the round.
So the last time we came, last time we did the podcast, it was like last year, right? Like last year, June or some shit like that. So that was when I was still. No, it was either last year or 2018. I can't even remember.
You might have been in the first season. No, you wasn't in the first season.
Yeah, but either way, it was after I had... Because, okay, so just so, you know, real quick to recap y'all on what happened in the last battle. It was a 3-0. Me. I bodied homie. But it was judges. And they said he won. Mm-hmm. But everybody in the crowd and everybody who watched the video said I won.
I seen that video. He definitely won.
It was weird, and it pissed me off. Yeah, you know, so I had from 2017 till now, I had all of that animosity and anger built up toward like, because my biggest thing is like motherfuckers, you know, they see me, and they write me off, and they just like, this nigga just, he gonna talk about some Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh shit, and it's gonna be something stupid.
You was a nigga that shell lifting weights though. You was like, man,
yeah, so I'm like, all right.
He's up when they open his door.
and I was sitting there, I'm like, man, all right, cause, you know, I'm not trying to just dwell on the shit that I didn't like. I'm like, okay, so maybe you did do some things wrong in this performance. How can you better it? Mm-hmm. And out of all of that came this battle. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for battles last year.
Put the name out there so they can find these joints, so they can
So pretty much what's going on right now is on my Facebook, it's the first two parts of the battle. But the reason why...
No, we're not talking about the first battle. This battle. We're taking it back. We're talking about the first original battle.
That's definitely on my Facebook. I'll even share it when I get off of this shit. But that was the first battle. It was, I forgot what the event was even called. But yeah, I share that joint because it's like deep in my videos. So
right,
like,
you got to get that more up so people can get more used to it. Right. Man, you got a long way to go. Even though you caught three, 3-0 right now. But shit, you got a long way to go.
So,
but we into this shit. Let's go.
We here. So like I said, last year I was trying to find battles and shit. But y'all know like the Buffalo battle scene is like... It's scarce,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
It's more breakdancing niggas out here.
Dancing niggas and people doing
and all types of shit going on.
But someone had they saw my first battle and they pretty much like recommended me to Showtime. So I'm like, all right, I might as well just shoot a shot, you know, you never know. And Showtime is the name of the dude who hosted the event in New York.
Okay, because I thought that was the name of the event.
No, it was. It's a little bit narcissistic, but whatever. Okay. But Showtime is the name of the dude who hosted the event in New York. So I sent him a text. I'm like, yo, look, I got a battle or whatever. If you want me to be a part of it, I'm definitely down. I'll do the work that's necessary. Just let me know what needs to be done. He was like, right at this point, I'm trying to find a spot to fill. So pretty much like, you know, can you take the spot? I'm like, yeah, what's the dude's name? Just give me a name and time and a date.
And it's a body.
Yeah. So he said the dude named Stack Daniels. I'm like, all right, bet. I looked at the dude's Instagram. I'm like, okay.
A little research.
Yeah, not a lot, though, because I'm like he had this video on his Instagram or whatever, and I was like, oh, this high rap. Okay, cool. Whatever. Like, I'm not, because what I don't like in like rap, battle rap specifically, is when motherfuckers like, be like, oh yeah, and this is something that happened that was personal to you. It's like, you looked in this man's history. You was nosy as fuck to get a bar, and it probably ain't even gonna be that good. It's like, I understand that you wanna, you know, embarrass homie, but like, it's other ways to do that. Mm-hmm. And this was like in December. So he let me know, homeboy, he let me know his name and the event date in December. This December 1st, I think, to be specific.
So you had too much time to really get...
I had about 2 months to prepare. Mm-hmm. So, boom, I start writing. Before I even start writing, like, what I do to try and get inspired is just watch a bunch of battles.
That's what I was about to ask you.
Right. So I start looking up, like, you know, New Jersey Twerk and Twitch and Chess. Obviously, like, Loaded Lux and shit like that, just to get inspired or whatever.
Right, right, right.
The most recent one they had, it was Loaded Lux and Averb, and that, to me, is one of the craziest battles I've ever seen.
Talk about it.
Me, personally, as far as, like, who won, my answer for that is it depends on what mood you're in. Because if you're in the mood for, like, you know, dead in the middle, a little itty, like, lyrical shit like that, then Lux all day. But if you're in the mood for some straight punches, then it's Verb.
You know what? I like Verb. Don't get me twisted. Yo, Verb is just... It's the answer for Verb.
You think so?
You know what? Verb,
not for Lux.
I think Verb been getting off.
He did better versus
Mook. I think Verb been getting off because one of my favorites fell back. He took the L. You know what I mean? And, shit. And that's Mook. You know what I'm saying? I think if Verb would have caught Mook in the prime...
You think Mook lost that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a Mook fan.
Yeah.
Wow. Mook lost that.
But why? Don't say because he rapped too long.
No,
he just didn't prepare for that one.
But wait, so Verb like beat him all three like, rounds?
No, I ain't saying that. I ain't saying it was a landslide. No,
what rounds he won?
I would say he won the first and the last.
I would say for that.
I would say he won the first and the last. Because if Mook was prepared for it like how he was Solomon, Verb wouldn't have had no chance. If Mook was prepared for how he had Lux, he wouldn't have no chance. But he fell back. He took it too lightly.
But the thing is, though, about that, if you even look at... Okay, so Solomon, he didn't stand a chance. Like, they was writing off Solomon when he walked in the door. But Lux, it was nothing... Like, it, not to say that it was nothing that Lux could do, but for that specific round, like, it was like the fickle New York niggas. So they was going to go with whoever made them feel good in the moment. And for that, no, I'm talking about against Lux.
I mean, that wasn't a landslide either.
Yeah, that wasn't
a landslide either.
Exactly, but the crowd acts like it is. I would still say Mook, but it wasn't Lux. A landslide.
Mook got Lux?
Yeah, Mook got Lux.
Yeah, but with Averb, the thing is, Mook, it just didn't connect.
It didn't, yeah.
It didn't connect.
Took that one real light.
It was good, but it didn't, like... Verb, he was fighting like he had something to prove. Because Verb pretty much want to prove that he's one of them and vets the
same
that,
thing
you know.
I think, and like I said, it wasn't a landslide with fucking Lux, but had Lux prepared for Mook like he did Calico,
right?
A different situation.
So you think Verb be Mook too? I mean, be Lux too?
What? Verb be Lux?
Verb and Lux.
Nah. Me personally, nah, I don't think that.
I feel it wasn't a
landslide. It wasn't a 3-0. It wasn't a 3-0.
I would give it, personally, I give it 2-1 Averb.
It's
2-3. Okay. Lux got him that first round. Obviously, it was he killed him. He was, but
it might be Showtime.
The Big Apple. Yeah. But. That was like one of the only ones he had, though. I mean, I don't know. It's just for me
because it's you got Verb got more to prove than Lux at that point,
right? So, you know what I'm saying? So it's really I personally feel like Lux took it easy on him. If I'm being honest with you,
yeah, there you go.
Man. Like Lux, even against Chess and Tay Rock, Lux is just having fun at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I think.
And we've never seen that type of Lux.
Exactly. And it's a little bit more dangerous, though.
And I fuck with Mav Hoffa, man. Shout out to Mav Hoffa. Yeah. But I feel like he be doing that, too. He be too light on niggas now.
At a certain point, what you got to prove, you know?
But still, he got to. You know what? Motherfucker, what's my guy? From fucking Jersey.
New Jersey
Dreads with the
Arsenal. Yeah.
Arsenal not playing. He don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Shout out to Arsenal. That nigga not playing with nobody. You could be a PJ, nigga. I'm a fucking nobody getting played. Nobody.
So who your favorite battle rapper?
My favorite battle rapper.
I'll
give a couple.
Top five, no order.
Lux, hands down. Like he's like you know he's one of the people who got me into battle rap.
Right.
Specifically the when he battled Miles.
Okay.
And my mom roots some hustle can't swallow. That was like that was the craziest shit I ever heard, and I was like 12. Recently, Averb.
Okay.
just because his whole style is a little bit different. I didn't like him back in the day, but recently A-Verb, New Jersey Twerk, Mike P, and the last one will be a toss-up between Daylight and Chess. So, like, if you notice...
Daylight got that.
Yeah,
without the antics, the flow is...
Yeah, and... All the people who I fuck with are like lyrical, which leads into what happened to Stack Daniels in New York. Because I wasn't like, I was punching. I'm saying I was punching him, and he.
So before you sway the audience, let me get a roundtable commentary because we watched it.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
We actually watched the video.
I love this battle rap shit. Let's talk about it.
You know what I'm saying?
Get it.
So, the battle between Stax and C-Saint. Mm-hmm. Piffy Trillions, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What you feel on this joint?
First off, I was super duper impressed. That's one. Because I wasn't expecting... to be that crazy.
Because I heard the first battle.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't. This is my first time seeing homie.
Oh, you still got to see the first battle, bro.
Yeah, I got to see the first one, definitely. But a definite 30. The delivery was there. He was well prepared. And he did something a lot of battle rappers don't do. There was no reaction to his rounds. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? That throw the other nigga off.
Mm-hmm.
He rapping, nigga rapping at you. And you just standing there. Or you ain't, there's no, you know what I'm saying? So that was that's what's up. That's poise. You know what I'm saying? So for this to be an early battle, a second battle ever, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was that's something crazy. That I
he
fucked up.
He deserved a proving ground. He deserves something, man. Like battle leagues, man. Hit him, man. Like C Saint word, man. Salute.
That's a high regard right there. That's a high standard.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Fact.
Boogie without no hoodie up to no goody, my Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. How do you feel about the battle between B Stax? It's safe.
I like when you go in there thinking one thing and then it totally be the opposite. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, being from, you know, homie from our town and shit, going up there representing 716, you know what I mean?
You already got the underdog on you.
So, you know what I mean? You already going up there with faces looking at him crazy, you know what I mean? So when you go in there and just sway the crowd and had his whole team turn against him, it was over. You know what I mean? So basically, the man had to basically get beat. Well, shit, I don't know how else to put it. Like, beat a dead horse after the first round. That nigga's dead. So shit.
So yeah. I mean,
it's my take on the thing.
I mean, and that's what you were saying off air. You know what I mean? To captivate on that situation.
How you feel about it? I want all the clout.
I'm about to get to it. But I got to ask you this while we still in the moment. You know what I mean? You were saying off air how walking in the building.
Oh,
motherfuckers
yeah.
Was like.
Yo. All right. Round table.
Mm-hmm.
What up? So, all right. So, I walk in the building, right? First of all, it was cold as fuck. And, like, New York, as a, like, the whole experience as a whole... That's a different conversation.
Okay.
I don't have enough time to explain what happened.
That's just, your first time there?
No, that's my second time there. Okay. But like this one was like without school field trip.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, I don't need to, I'm not about to go into details of what happened. Exactly. Just know me and my niggas was sitting in this Italian restaurant and this chick on the outside flashed us her titties. That being said.
Oh yeah, that's life.
Yeah, that just happened.
Welcome
and we
to New York.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. And that was like
you lucky you ain't get the big ass roast experience. That motherfucker this big.
And that was 2 hours into New York. Right. So then we get to the venue or whatever. It's a barbershop. I'm like, oh, this is dope. This is where Mook and Lux, like, not the exact place, but like they was in like a store. Seven, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, I like the small small intimate type shit, you know, because you can control it more. So when I get in there, the owner of the league, Showtime, he walks up to me. He was like, so you battling? And now, just to let y'all know, people who might not be watching, I'm wearing a Vans hoodie and a Pac-Man hat. Mm. Not right now, but like I'm wearing a Vans hoodie and a Pac-Man hat. So like I look like a nerd or what people's perception of a nerd is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, shit, motherfuckers is strange now anyway. So
yeah. And
motherfucker walk around purple and fucking blonde hair. I'm gonna have
right. But people, again, like I was saying earlier, people write that off as like, oh, he about to talk about Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh and anime. I can't feel none of that shit. Mm-hmm. And I know that. Because this is not the first, second, or third time that that's happened to me since I started rapping. Yeah. That being said, Showtime walk up to me and he like, yo, so did you, you ready? You prepared? I'm like, yeah, I'm prepared. He was like, all right, don't get washed. And I'm like,
don't get washed.
Now, me personally, I'm like, that's kind of fucked up because you're supposed to be unbiased. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be like,
put it on Front Street. Put it on the table. Yeah,
you're supposed to be unbiased. You're not supposed to. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, fuck that. Whatever. I don't care. But then I'm sitting there or whatever. They called all the battlers to the front because niggas had to pay to get in or whatever. So they called all the battlers to the front. And then this nigga Stack Daniels like walk up to me. Like he call himself Preston.
Oh, it's Stack Daniels. I thought it was
Daniels. Yeah, who gives a fuck? Yeah. But Stack Daniels. And the nigga, like he, you know, I'm 6 feet on a bad day. He 5'4" on a good. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like this nigga walked up to me and was like, call himself
in them chains.
Yeah, he called himself pressing me a little bit. And I'm like, what up? Like, okay, so he walked up or whatever. And he was like, what up? I was like, hi. And he was like, he was like, I was like, hi. And he was like, yo, so, you know, we going up first. I was like, yeah, that's lit. I'm trying to be cordial. I'm like, how you doing? He was like, yeah, you know, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I saw your YouTube videos. You a funny nigga. I was like, thank you. I appreciate it. He was like, yeah, but that don't mean I'm going to take it easy on you. And I was like, you better not.
Let me just a quick, he wasn't giving you a compliment.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I'm well aware of that. Dude, you're talking to the king of sarcasm here. Right. I know when a nigga don't mean what he's saying.
That's fine. Why he was trying to throw you off before the battle type.
Cool. Like, I appreciate it. Press me. Fine. But don't say you not going to take it easy on me. Yo.
You should have did it with the look. Excuse me, little
man. I should have. I was damn near about to hit him with the rock glasses. Like, what, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
We don't see eye to eye, man. We don't see eye to eye.
Yo, so, like, fucking.
Get down to your level, bro.
So, my whole thing was, like, bro, like, if the reason why I was pissed is because, like, if you're going to say you're not going to take it easy on me, you better not get that done to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You stand on your word as a man, and I ain't say much. After that shit, I went and sat down for like 20 minutes. I ain't say shit. I'm a talkative person. Everybody know that. My nigga saw me not talking. They know somebody pissed this nigga off.
Yeah, he in the mode.
Yeah.
Gay time.
And they like, yo, you good? I'm like, I'm fine. They're like, no, you good. Like, we got to wild out. I'm like, yo, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to I Am. Shout out to Leo. Shout out to Ant. Them niggas was with me. They held it down. So then we get ready to
for B-Lo.
Right, and then my uncle, oh yo, shout out to Rough Riders Radio. They had me on the radio to promote the battle on Friday. And I really appreciate that opportunity. My uncle worked there, his name Uncle Omar or Old Pressure. Go follow him or whatever. So yeah, and then the nigga was like, I was in the room that DMX recorded Where My Dog's At. I'm like, yo, this shit is fucking wild, yo. Like,
I see something in the spirits.
Yeah, I'm like feeling this shit. Like, yo, like, just to be in that room, I'm like, this is crazy. And you know, I had the picture with the Eve joint behind me where she had her platinum cassettes. I'm like, yo, this is fucking dope. So, boom, we in the joint. They like all the battlers to the front. Yo, C Saint, you up first. Not gonna lie to y'all, I was scared. And here's why. Like, I'm just like, damn, I'm in another city. I can't call nobody. Like, if some shit go down, and then I'm like, it's a lot of niggas in here. What if don't nobody feel what I'm saying? Which is kind of funny how...
Damn, talk about that.
Yeah, so like...
You wrote this shit. Like, we was talking off air. Like I said, you wrote that shit. You probably ain't had nobody around you when you was writing it.
No,
and
yeah,
I know you. And I know being an MC, being an artist myself, when you writing that shit, and especially by yourself, you be like, oh my God. You be laughing to yourself, walking around like, yo, this shit.
Yo, you want to know... Like,
you be bugging.
You want to know when I wrote that shooting the school up line? Mm-hmm. Immediately after my first battle. Mm. That day.
Damn.
Yeah. I've been waiting for that. So yeah. I wrote that bar that day. Because I'm like...
That bar was like a hitman holler. Like, you controlled the crowd with that bar. Like,
yeah.
You stopped it for a moment and shit. Like, y'all niggas thought... It was the niggas that look like it? Nah.
Yeah, because that's where I was coming from. As a matter of fact, I was talking because I was mad. Like, afterwards, we went to Denny's or whatever. My friends was like, yo, you caught a body. I'm still mad. Yo, I was pissed, nigga. Like, I was pissed. So I'm mad. My friend's talking. I'm like, yo, but like, they was like, yeah, it's just because you don't look like that. Because that's what the nigga said. He was like, oh, you look like you wasn't being yourself. And I'm like, motherfucker, I never met you. Mm-hmm. How would you know if I'm being myself or not? Right. Whatever. So then I said, I'm like, yo, before I said it, I was like, nah, write it down. Because I'm thinking like, yo, it's the niggas who don't look like it that end up fucking you shooting up schools. Yeah, that's a fact. But then I'm like, damn, that's a bar. You might as well keep that for the next nigga. So
we loaded a clip.
We in the joint. They called me up and like I said, I started to get in my head a little bit because I was nervous the whole day. I couldn't eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, this shit is my biggest thing is like I can be myself all I want, but like I'm not gonna be. People aren't always gonna be receptive to me just everybody because of like right. You know, like. Not. I'm not shitting on you when I say this, but like you didn't think that it was gonna be that,
right?
And that's just, and it wasn't in like a disrespectful way. Mm-hmm. That's just not what people expect,
right?
Mm-hmm. And I don't do gun bars all like that. Mm-hmm. I only had one in this one, and that right. was for a reason. Mm-hmm. I don't do that. I ain't think motherfuckers was gonna feel like the. I'm thinking like, damn, what if they don't feel that Mr. Stark line?
That's what made it dope, though. That's what made it dope.
Yeah, and if you notice. Okay, so round one, and my uncle was there too. He was right behind Stack Daniels. So I'm like, if this nigga swing off, it's over for him. Mm-hmm. So I'm comfortable. Then he goes, and I had a moment when he's going, he could rap.
He could rap. He could definitely rap some bars.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Stack.
I'm not going to sit here and say that this nigga shitty, but he ain't fucking with me. Mm-hmm. And not with that amount of anger behind me either. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when he went, there's a moment where I'm just like, you lost.
Okay, so now, let me give you my opinion on the shit, right? My opinion on the shit. Now, first of all, I seen the first battle that we talked mm-hmm. about when we had the first, you know what I mean, podcast. And I felt like you won that joint, for sure. Right. And like you said, these niggas blackballed you, right? Now you come in a different venue, and you tell me off camera and shit before... Well, I already seen the video, but you tell me now, like, yo, how they try to play you and shit. And that's typical Buffalo shit.
Right.
That's typical shit. So to see it, to see the performance, the lyricism.
You got the full story.
The lyricism, the performance, the timing. Like, even when, even during the second verse, when they tried to stop you, you just kept hitting with the 1-2 bars. Oh, it ain't over yet. One more two mm-hmm. bar. Right before you. One more two bar. Now it's over. You know what I'm saying? And I will say this. You deserve an ending mug, though. You deserve to write some ill shit and niggas know what C-Saint stand for. And like how we was watching the K-Shine and niggas got zip them up and all that shit. You deserve one of them endings, my nigga. Because had you to have one of them, a slogan, that's what the word is, whatever.
See, say, nigga, yay. That's the joke. Nigga,
see, say 3-0. Fuck it. That might be it. But listen, man. You would have had that. He wouldn't even fucking rap his other verses. Because he did fumble up in the one joint.
That was
funny. But. He had shit face.
He choked twice.
And even though it's a meme screaming out there and shit, shout out to everybody tuning in right now on Facebook Live. Like I said, yo, even though it's a meme going around, yo, cuz, when you said the line about the good nigga finished last, actual bitch, go back and just view homie's face. Look at his face.
Yeah, that was a problem for him. It was a problem for him.
He took a, yo, that nigga swallowed like, yo. Took and turned around for a bit, like, oh, let me get myself together.
Yeah, I, man, so like I said, he goes.
So, yeah, it was 3-0 for me. 3-0 for me.
He goes, and then after, from my perspective, boom, 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 this nigga's don't like to end up shooting the school up. And like, I see people like physically moving in closer, like, oh shit, this is about to be some shit. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's validated about motherfuckers who, like, remember when Rocky was fighting in Russia and then he got the respect from everybody there?
Right, right.
After, you know, he was fighting Drago and shit. Mm-hmm. That's what I felt like, because this nigga's from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm.
He was in his hometown.
Right, right. I'm eating off of his plate. So, like, off rip, people was like looking at me like, yo, like, you know, you a Buffalo nigga, and I made it clear I'm from Buffalo. I ain't hiding behind that. And you know what I'm saying?
Your second battle.
Yeah, this my
even that's more. Crazy. So you got the anticipation and everything right now. You got the you running right now. You know right. what I'm saying?
So I'm you know I'm at this point I just felt like you know I. He's going and he's rapping, but I'm like I this is personal for me, and I don't even fucking know you. Like, this is personal. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Especially since you saying you're not going to take it easy on me. Well, I'm about to show my ass. Yeah, yeah. And then I did. And then after the fucking, after the first round, he like, yeah, that was all right. And I don't know if you peeped it, but the people in the crowd was like, no, that was actually really good. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that was, he did that.
Right. Yeah. I was about to say, because I got a couple joints like, well, you said, nigga, you said run over you in a Mack truck.
Then back up.
Then back it up.
It was brutal for him.
Yeah, that was
the part that's
when it really started, though. It was already and then you did the whole, like I said, the performance aspect. When you right. did that, you was like, nigga, and back this shit up, nigga. Like, now everybody, like, oh my god, hold on, what's about to come next?
And then the part that everybody keep, the part that's a meme now is the you ain't. I get niggas that feeling like when your mother come home and you ain't take the meat out the freezer.
That was crazy. That was definitely dope. That was crazy. Yeah. But like I said, all day I've been fucking up the bar, man. You gotta fit that bar, man. This motherfucker said some real disrespectful shit talking about, nigga, I'll play my mixtape at your wake. You know what I mean? You gotta, please tell us about that bar. That bar was crazy.
Yo, so man, when I was so. Like I said, this shit stems from anger.
How did that fucking come about?
It stems from anger. So as I'm writing this shit, like the whole, you know, like the writing the fucking, after the shooting the school up, I'm like, I want to be disrespectful next time. I'm like, what's the most disrespectful thing you can do? I know. I'm the type of nigga to play my mixtape at his wake, right? People crying in the funeral, and I'm the only one giving praise, right? Leave from the funeral home, walk to his tombstone, step in some dog shit, and wipe my feet off at the gravesite. I'm like, damn, that'll get you shot. You know what I'm saying?
It's over. It's over, nigga.
And it was that's when that's round one. So like niggas start to like really fuck with it after that. Yes. And they see I was confident when I, you know what I'm saying? It was confidence behind it. It was a passion, aggression. I wasn't letting up on this nigga. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Was dead. The delivery was
so I would say you shit. Might have to slow it down for these dumb niggas. Cause I caught everything you were saying, but some of these dumb niggas, you be spitting a little fast, but it's good. Cause you got the aggression with it. And yo, keep that shit fire, though. Keep that shit going.
But what
and
you
yo,
need to get you get.
The verse was crazy. What the and fuck?
And so like I was saying about the gun bar, right?
Oh my god.
I was talking to Genesis one day. Shout out to Genesis, right?
Shout out, bro.
So I was talking to Genesis.
B-Lo.
And we was talking about rap battle. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we both hip-hop heads. You know what I'm saying? 90s babies. We love Wu-Tang. We love, you know what I'm saying? We love all the 90s music and shit. So we was talking. I'm just like, yo, why everybody do gun bars? He's like, it's just a thing that people do. I'm like, yeah, but I don't like it because I don't do it. Like, I never. What I'm saying has to sound authentic. Mm-hmm. Now, if I get up there and I'm like, I got the case strapping. No, ain't nobody gonna believe that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, nah, I ain't doing trigger bars. Yeah. But if I did, it ain't getting sugar-coated for him. It's over for him. Scarface, say hello to my friend. It's loaded for him. Two pistols, shoot them things so fast. Shit look like I'm doing ropes at the gym. Now I'm like, yeah, that sounds better than like you acting like you really do this. You know what I'm saying? And I was able to, the thing that I liked the most about this whole battle above anything else is the fact that it was a 3-0 body and I was able to be myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no thug, nigga. I ain't never been arrested. Only time I ever been in the cop car was to go home because I needed a ride. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even going front about that. I'm not about to front about who I am. Mm-hmm. And people gravitate toward authenticity.
But that might be their shit, though. That might be your shit.
That's what it is, yo.
With some you know what I mean? Because shit. Shout outs to my bro, Kush Cloud, man. You know what I'm saying? Kush
my
Cloud.
My guy, yo. That nigga crazy.
Crazy with it. And he go gun bars, but shit. You know what I mean? His pen game is just something from this another land.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's different from what you rapping, nigga. You can rap that shit, nigga. Like my nigga said, I rap with pens and quills, nigga. I'm about to take you niggas to Dumbledore, nigga. Like, I'm about to take y'all niggas to school, nigga, on some Harry Potter shit. Like, yo. That's why I took in, to say, not saying like you took something from him, but you know what I mean? When you said that motherfucking, the Avengers line, my nigga, what you talking about, man? I catch a body, nigga. What you
say? But he actually showed up, and I'm glad he made it. You ain't avoid this shit like Wesley Snipes with the tax evasion, but you showed up and you still failed. Cause when I snap, niggas die. Mr. Stark, I don't feel so well. And that wasn't even a bar. You've been taking my shots with a bulletproof vest, but what's the point of wearing that when you getting decapitated?
Right. That's a come on.
So like,
man,
after I spit that the Mr. Stark line, I got yoked up by a nigga. Like, yo, who the fuck is this nigga? Like, yo, like, this shit is crazy.
That was crazy.
That was. Because if you seen the movie, you know exactly how
he. And everybody seen the movie. You ain't going front about that. Which killed me about this nerd shit. Because, like, everybody talking about, like, oh, you know, you talk about this nerd shit, but, like, anime is now more popping than it's ever been. Motherfucking Avengers is the highest grossing movie of all time. Mm-hmm. So, like, at a certain point, I ain't the only one watching this shit.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you know what's so crazy? Like, the battle that you just went through, the battle you just did, even Homie, you know what I mean? Even Stax, you know what I'm saying? His flow, his
delivery was different. Come up with your ass till you get some money. I'm making stacks up till he get his stacks.
Just watching that joint we was watching earlier when we walked in on was the Tay Rock and the K-Shawn. Nigga, it was so many fucking gun bars. It didn't even sound hot no more because it was so much guns in the shit. Like, nigga,
you gotta believe it though.
Yeah, like, it ain't even about the believing it though. It's like, nigga, say something other than just going to a gun bar.
That's gonna be the reaction. How I react is if I really think you're doing that.
Yeah,
I don't think you're doing that. My reaction gonna be.
My man's had to get up a couple times. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
my man's had to take a walk.
I want to hear creativeness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to hear shit I ain't never heard before.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to, and that was the biggest thing. He's just like Stack Daniel. I don't want to make this disparage this nigga name, but at the same time, you said you weren't gonna take it easy on me, so fuck you. But that nigga is the default New York nigga. Straight up. Like, he's default New York. Nothing new to him, nothing like different, nothing creative.
That's the first nigga you fight in Fight Night.
Yeah.
When you before you get into the ranks.
Not even that. He like the he like the regular niggas that you fight in, like, beat 'em ups, like nowhere near the boss, just the regular niggas who
That's what's up, man. We need somebody for motherfucking C Saint, man. What's up, man?
Yeah, so check this out. So here's the thing. So real quick,
hungry.
So shout out to BDMC, right?
Come on,
because he caught a body too. Another 3-0 from Buffalo.
Come on.
So that night, Buffalo.
Shout out.
That night, Buffalo too. By the time he got done with his shit, motherfuckers was like, "Yo, what are they putting in Buffalo water? Like, this shit is crazy." And this nigga BDMC came and killed this nigga, yo. So I'm like, damn. Niggas is looking at me in high regard as to, like, representing Buffalo. That shit is
because you was an undercard and it was a dope fight.
You feel me?
You can respect
the undercard. We was the first niggas that night,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying. You can respect the undercard and it's a dope fight. You know what I mean? The bantamweight. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You can respect that shit when it's fire. You know what I mean?
So immediately afterwards, right, everybody like, yo, man, we got to see BDMC and C Saint. I said, no, sir. I will not battle my Buffalo brethren. Mm-hmm. I will not battle another nigga from Buffalo when there's too many bodies in New York to catch.
It's way too many.
You
right
feel me?
Now,
like, I'm not about to do that.
We might take a tandem before we do that shit.
I ain't about to do that. Mm-hmm. And then me and him had reached out to each other. That's what I'm saying. Like, shout out to BDMC because people was trying to, like, set it up.
Yeah.
And we in a group chat earlier today, my nigga. And they was like, yo, like, you know, we got to set y'all up for May 9th. And then BDMC was like, yeah, but why would I battle my man's from Buffalo. And we just met that night, too. Right. Like, why would I battle my man's from Buffalo if it's other New York people we can kill? And I'm like, yes.
Over the fucking country.
Yeah, y'all not about to put two Buffalo niggas together. You know what I'm saying? We both call bodies, but y'all want to make us fight. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that, nigga. We ain't about to do that. It's nah, we about to both catch bodies in New York or any other town, nigga. And that's just how it's going to be. I ain't fighting this. Now, I ain't battling BDMC. And I'm going on record with this shit. I won't battle BDMC until we getting paid, until it's in Buffalo.
Yep. And niggas, we already taking over. So it's already a situation and a problem, man. You know what I mean? I'm glad, like I said, y'all boys went out there and showed y'all motherfucking ass. Word. Man. Shout out to homie, man. For real, because that's all we doing now, man. I mean, Buffalo 716 for the 2020, we taking over, you know what I'm saying?
Facts, yo.
We don't give a fuck, man. We ain't no borough. We big shout-outs to, you know what I mean, the city and shit, but, man, we ain't y'all little sister, nigga. We Western New York, west side of this shit.
Facts, yo, facts.
And we do our own thing. We keep it thuggy. Motherfuckers be like, oh, it's cows and all types of wild shit, fires and shit. Come and bring your ass up here and see. They getting a taste now from Griselda. That's just a taste, nigga. Mm-hmm. That's just the imagery, nigga. You ain't felt the shit. You ain't sat here and you ain't dealt with the shit. You know what I'm saying? That we live on the day-to-day out here and shit. I know it's hard out there, too. You know what I'm saying? You got multiple motherfuckers on top of your back and shit. Everybody all around. That's why I love the city, but I hate fucking being in there because niggas be too close.
Yeah.
I feel like I need my space.
Yeah, it was parking in that bitch is a bitch.
Yeah, everything about that shit is the best. That's what I said. You lucky you ain't get the experience, nigga, with that big-ass fucking roast that's like this fucking big, nigga. And nigga follow you the whole night and shit. You see that nigga in the club taking shots and shit.
Yeah, man.
It was big ass rats and shit.
It was dope, man. This whole experience was dope. You know, being able to be on Rough Riders Radio, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, having my uncle at the battle, catching a clean body at the battle, like getting all of this love from Buffalo. You know, people was just like, yo, like, I knew he could rap, but like, I didn't know he was doing that shit. And I'm like, yo, like, I came to catch a body, yo, just straight up.
So without no, you know what I mean, no biasness and no suasion, I'll give it 3-0.
3-0.
3-0.
And there it is, man. That's what it is, man. 3-0, man.
Caught a dirty 30 on him. Saying?
So that should be the new title, you know what I mean? C-Say 30, you know what I mean? Because shit, man, you should keep continue living this motherfucking legacy, man. Continue living in the greatness of this shit, basking in the glories of your fucking...
You one more thing before we, like, you know, wrap this motherfucker up. So here's a quick little story about what happened during BDMC battle. And this is on tape. Like, this is recorded. After all of that, I'm respected in this room. You feel me? People looking at me like, yo, this nigga, you know, you cool. You we know at any given moment you could fuck this shit up. And I like that. It ain't nothing better than being the feeling of being like a threat in the room.
Right.
But I ain't no dick, you know what I'm saying? That being said, the man's who he goes against, BDMC, I forgot the man's name, but he says something like, yeah, you know, and this slipped out. I'm not really confrontational. I'm just gonna throw that out right there, but this slipped out. He goes and he like, yeah, blah blah blah, and I fucked this Buffalo nigga up. Matter of fact, any nigga from Buffalo. And I was like, oh, all right. And then it got real quiet in the room.
Dropped the mic. He dropped the mic.
He got quiet too. Just for a second.
We gotta hear that joint. We gotta see that shit.
And I was like, my bad, y'all. It was just a quick moment, and he looked at me.
He was hot, nigga. He was mad.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, you any nigga from Buffalo? You sure about that? You sure about that?
Cause you know what? When we out, we it's just us. You know what I'm saying? It's the same way with my nigga, with his Harlem niggas and shit like that. It's just us. So you know what I mean? Buffalo niggas is out of town. I'm in out of place. You know what I mean? With my niggas and niggas that's not my niggas, but they from Buffalo, so it's like, yo, whatever go down, we Buffalo here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's
facts.
How we, you know what I mean? That's how we run. And that's, you know what I mean? That's how we gonna keep it. And I like that vibe that you said. Nah, nigga, we can battle, but shit, I ain't gonna battle a nigga from the town until we get it right. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I'm saying it, nigga. I'm gonna put it out there. I wanna pull my bro with Kush Cloud and see what these niggas get to. You know what I mean? Tag teaming up on some shit.
It's gonna happen.
Who wants some? You know what I'm saying? Who's going? That's all I'm saying.
If me and Kush Cloud ever battle two of any other niggas, it's over. Especially like he got that cool, calm energy, and I'm barking at niggas.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do.
Oh yeah, he's gonna fuck up the game. He's gonna fuck up the game. So any competitors, any contenders, man, we can make this a real bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I know my bro Piffy Trees. You know what I'm saying? He wanna put some shit together, man. Because we miss Piffy Day. So you know what I mean? Yeah. We definitely gotta
bringing that back too, man. Summertime, y'all get ready, man. Y'all get ready, man. Piffy Day, the first annual. You heard?
That's a fact. In conjunction with motherfucking the Round Table Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, facts, facts.
You know what I'm saying? But yo, man, before we motherfucking go, before we, you know what I mean, end this podcast and shit, because this was just a pop-up joint. This was just some crazy shit. You know what I mean? We had to get this out because right now, the fire on my bro, man.
Right.
He like a young lion right now, for real, man. He hungry. So anybody that you know ready to go, you know what I'm saying? Let's set it up, man. Let's set it up.
Book him, man. Because
you know what? The town need to get shook up a little bit, man. We need to make some noise, you know what I mean? Shout out to my bro Dre Wise and shit over at motherfucking Social Buzz, you know what I mean? Him and Scoochie O, you know what I mean? Scoochie O, so my G, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you know what I mean? But before we go, my bro C Saint, man, let him know where you can hear you and see you at, my G.
Hey, what up? If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's CSaint93. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's CSaint80. My name on Facebook is Chris Simmons, and it's also a Facebook page with CSaint. I got my YouTube page, it's Idiot Nation Innovations. And if you don't know how to spell idiot, you might be one.
Come on.
So yeah, just go and check them joints out. I got other videos where I like just talk shit about shit. It's funny as hell.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, go check them joints out. Like and subscribe all my pages and shit, and I'm gonna keep putting out content for y'all. And I'm putting out some music soon. Some music soon too. I'm moving a lot this year.
Come on.
So yeah, I want everybody to like be on the wave before it's too big to get on.
Come on, wait, don't. And Piffy Traders, my bro, man. Let them know what it is, my G.
Salute Distribution. Salute Clothing Rivals. You heard? You can get them Piffy shirts, man. Or you could DM me. Salute to the Round Table. Salute to everybody that's winning out there, man. East Coast Connect, man. Like I said, see, Saint is fire.
Thanks,
you know what I mean? Yo, y'all leagues, y'all got something going on. Make sure y'all book them, whatever. Like, the boy's fire, man. You know what I mean? But Piffy Trims on everything, Facebook, Instagram. You already know what it is, man. We be back in action real soon. Salute.
Oh, man. Boogie without no hoodie up to no goodie, man.
Like I always say, you don't find me, I find you.
Yeah. No question, man. And yo, man, it's the motherfucking Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. Yeah. You can find me, yeah, you know I mean, in about an hour, nigga. I mean, 11 p.m. on Rebel Radio 716.com, the app, or motherfucking Rebel Radio 716 on the site. You know what I mean? Just go to your motherfucking phone or whatever. You know what I mean?
And yo, real quick, if you wanna watch the Rough Riders Radio interview, you gotta download the Rough Riders Radio app, and you'll be able to watch it, and they're going to talk and kind of recap the battle this Wednesday, so make sure y'all check that out. Download the Rough Riders Radio app, and it's O Pressure in their show. So make sure y'all watch that joint and support the app so that they have me back.
Oh, man.
Salute my boy Ty Mula, too, man. Everybody out there, 585, man. Chaos, VZ,
everybody, 585, ID, man. Everybody,
got the situation, man. Check him out. What is it? Every Friday, man. City Lights, you heard? Talk about it.
No question. You know what I mean? You know what time it is, man. It's Wave Jones, the Round Table, the Round Motherfucking Table Podcast. C Saint in the building.
Squad.
Motherfucking Piffy Trilliums. Excuse me. Let me say that right. Yeah. C motherfucking Saint, man. Mr. 30. You know what I mean?
30. What up?
You know what I mean? Mr. 30. You know what I'm saying? Piffy Trilliums in the building. My bro Boogie without the hoodie up to no motherfucking goodie. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rebel Radio 716. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody doing their thing, man. 716 Uncut. You know what I mean? Tomorrow, you know what I mean? 9:30 p.m. You know what I mean? Salute.
Salute.
Scoop time. Shout out y'all, man. Appreciate it, man. Love.
Yo, I'm going to leave y'all with this following statement. Work differently today to play differently tomorrow. Go time.
6 degrees of separation. Man crazy. Coley made me come home.
Link with Wavy, the round table. It's go time.
Get it.
Listeners, pay attention. It's go time.
We at the round table.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know.
It's go time.
We about to do it fucking big and go live. Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live. We at the round table. It's time to go live.
Go live.
Think they really know it's really go time.
I don't think they know.
I don't think they really know it's really go time.
Let's get it.
Sit back, relax. It's go time.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know. It's go time.
It's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live.
Yeah.
Sit down and chill because it's go time.
Let's get it.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.